There's a ben alav, a nashim chayav, nashim turus, chometz alav ben, echad nashim, echad nashim chayav, chometz is a seish as man gram, nashim chayav, nashim turus, chometz is ishlo as man gram, echad nashim, echad nashim chayav, chometz is lot as hebin shat man gram, ishlo as man gram, echad nashim, echad nashim chayav. Quickly about hakif, about pashkes, about tamil mason. The Gemara a few lines down says, when giving examples, Tana Rabbanan ha'avchad of no lamolo l'fos l'am the Torah l'asir l'ish l'am the omnos v'yesh or ma'aplis sita b'mayim, maybe even teach him how to swim. And then the Gemara on that braisa starts dealing with bris milah. L'amolo minolim t'chsev v'yimol av me'sitzak b'no v'heicha d'lo amalei avu ha'machad v'yedina l'nimhalei t'chsev himol lachem kol zachar v'heicha d'lo amalei kol v'yedin machad ihu l'mamlei l'nimhal nafshei the Gemara goes to a series of basin has responsibility. Basin doesn't do it. He himself had to do it. And how do we know that his mother is part of the famous pasuk Kasher Tiva Oso Elohim? From the Drash Oso Velo Osa. All Bishon Rabbah in the city of Jerusalem, that will try to be. Is a springboard. All of Rishon have the following question: why need the pasuk of? Oh, why not? Learn it out from Mitzvah Saseh Shas Man Gram. Let's take a look at the Tosfos. Do a mask of Osav Losav. Osav Losav. So Tosfos and Tomer. Lamali Kra Kedukte the Mitzvah Saseh Shas Man Gram. Who Shnimo B'Shmi LeLeidasim. Mitzvah Seish has not grama after all day 8. The Yishlam came to be Yom HaShmini V'Hala Ein Hefstik Ein La Hefstik Lav's not grama. What's Tosfos asking? What's his answer? Since why not say Mitzvah Seish has not grama? Because day 8 and on he's chayv, but before day 8 you can't do it. And if you can't do it day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, well, in Zman, those are days. You can't do it then. That's Mitzvah Seish has not grama. Only if you can start from day 8. What's Tosfos' answer? Yeah, what changed from the happen? What changed from the question to the answer, by the way? What's the happen with Maskana? What changed? What did Tosfos think the definition of Mitzvah Sensation as Mangramu was in the question, and what changed in the answer? You're right, but conceptually, define it, categorize it, you just like repeated the answer. What? Well, Ilchor, the first stage of Tosfos assumes that any mitzvah that's triggered by time is mitzvah seishazman. Not only does the hascholas ha-mitzvah have to be triggered by time, but rather the beginning and end have to be triggered by time. And since the end is not triggered by time, it's forever. As long as he's alive, the kid can do the mitzvah. Well, therefore, there's not a mitzvah seishazman gram. That's his lashon. Came to be Yom Hashmini V'Hala. Well, therefore it is not a Mitzvah Saseh Shaz Man Gram. Then Tosfos says, "V'Tom Rakati Mitzvah Saseh Shaz Man Gram, who de'ain Malin Ela Bayom Kibis Perak Ha'aro." But you can only perform the mitzvah by day, not by night. V'Yeshlam to Asik Kiman Davar Hasim the Milah Shlo Bezman. No Hegis Be Yomim Elayla. There's Machlokas Tanayim. If I'm not mistaken, from Shimon the Chachamim in Mesech Zivam Mitzvahayim Beis Bayom and not by Laila, which is how we pass it. I think the Chachamim. And Rav Shimon, which Tosfos believes Arav Gemara goes according to the minority opinion, you can do Bris Milah by Yom by Laila. Repasking, you can only do it by Yom. Vidyev, if you do it by Laila, is it just even to the mitzvah? Is it Yotzei or not Yotzei? Is it Vidyev? Okay, the Shag Sari has a discussion out of business right now. But Tosfos, he said, no, it only, it isn't, at the end of the day, Tosfos believes what? That the Gemara is going according to Rav Shimon, who believes it be Yom by Laila. However, according to Chachamim, what's the answer? It really is a mitzvah saseh shaz man grama, and osa v'lo osa is unnecessary. What changed in the next stage of Tosfos? You with me? The initial stage Tosfos thought mitzvah saseh shaz man grama was any reviewing. And Torah commanded the mitzvah, the start of the mitzvah, the opportunity to do the mitzvah, this whatever was totally with time. That's not the pshat mitzvah saseh shaz man grama. Rather, the beginning and the end have to be telling time. Just the beginning is, and forever on out, that mitzvah seish has not grown. Tosfos further, then he changes. Would be not, in other words, would be not a mitzvah seish has not grown. And that wouldn't solve the Yom and Laila problem. What changes next? What is Tosfos' next stage? Tosfos' next question and answer. What how does that further cause us to redefine, to re-alter, to understand what Mitzvah Seishan Avraham is, yeah? What is our new understanding of Mitzvah Seishan Avraham? Grama? That we already have from the first stage. You say the next stage of Tosfos. Then Tosfos asks again. That, you're right though, from the first stage. He says, "Vim Tomra, Kati Mitzvah Seishan Zman Gramahu." It still is a Mitzvah Seishan Zman Gramahu because he can't perform the Mitzvah Laila. We only perform.
As soon as the 8 day passes,
and therefore what? No longer is Mitzvah Seishan Zman Gramahu defined by the chiyuv to do it, but rather the ability for chiyuv. You follow that? In other words, conceptually, Tosfos changed it again. It's the mitzvah starts day 8, and there is no hesed. But can you be mekayim the mitzvah at night? No. You cannot be mekayim the mitzvah at night. And therefore, don't tell me it's mitzvah saseisha as man grama, because Tosfos believes mitzvah saseisha as man grama is not totally in the chiyah, but rather totally in the kiyah. Even though you may be obligated to the mitzvah at night, that's irrelevant. Saseisha as man grama is irrelevant. Tosfos Rig asks the same two questions Tosfos asked about why it should be Mitzvah Saseisha as Man Grama, and that should serve as a Patur. He answers them simultaneously. A, it's a Yom and Laila thing, and B, day 8 and 9, which is interesting, Tosfos, which is a stage by stage, a give and take. Tosfos Rig gives a different answer as to why day 8. Tosfos Rig apparently doesn't need a start and a finish. He doesn't give that answer, that Ela Hefsik. He says, rather, there is a difference between most Mitzvahs of Seishah Zman Grama versus Mila.
Is it not a set day of the year?
There's a difference between a day and a date. Mitzvahs of Seishah Zman Grama is totally in the calendar date. If it's the 15th of Nisan, well, that's Pesach. That's a date. However, if it's just the 8th day of a birth, that there's no Patur of Mitzvah Saseisha as Man Grama. Tosfos would reject that. What's behind that machlokes, and we'll leave it to the side moment for now. We want to see. And then Tosfos would attack the second question, which is the Yom Laila question. You follow the first machlokes, is Mitzvah Saseisha as Man Grama, I'll tell you, day or date. According to Tosfos, either one, as long as there is a beginning and an end. Tosfos really doesn't care about beginning and end, rather, we're short of both of which I'm not going to get into in depth right now, but worthwhile to analyze. Number one is, should Mitzvah Saseisha Zman Grama be limited to date or extend to day as well? For example, if the baby's not born on any specific day, whatever day he was born on, that makes a difference for Bris, it's day 8. Is that subject to Mitzvah Saseisha Zman Grama, Machlok Tosfos Rig? And number two is, if there is a Chiyuv, without the end that's called Yuzman, is that subject to Mitzvah Saseisha Zman Grama, Machlok Tosfos also? Both of those two I'm skipping over right now, predominantly because I'm short on time, although they're worthwhile analyzing. Being that we're kind of hitting the highlights of the sugya, I want to move on by the past that. If you take a look at Rashi, by the way, Divrei Maskil Shazman Grama, Tosfos Rig, Shazman Grama, Rashi says, Shazman Gorim Lo Lavo. What does it sound like? I don't hear anything he said. That Zman is Gorim Lo Lavo. Sounds like what?
On the eighth day.
I thought the other machlok is about a start and not a finish. In other words, Mitzvah Seishah Zman Grama depends on whether or not Zman triggered the mitzvah to come. So it sounds like, I thought Tosfos Rig, the first machlok is. Not the one about day and date, but rather the one about, does Zman have to trigger the mitzvah to start, or does it have to serve as the time frame for the mitzvah, i.e. start and end? So number one, if it's Mitzvah Seishah Zman Grama totally in the goreim, goreim la shetavo, it triggers a starting point, or does it serve as a framework? Does it serve as the bookend? Anytime the mitzvah is in between this time, that's number one. And number two is a day or date thing, and those are two machloks, which I'm not getting any further than just defining. I'm not sure that, but in other words, we did more than just answer two different answers. We pointed out there's a machlok and even defined it. Is Mitzvah Saseisha Zman Grama totally in day or date? Machlokas number one, without going number two. And the other machlokas is, Do I care whether or not mitzvah seseh shasman grama serves as the goring for the mitzvah, or does it have to be a time frame of beginning and end? The nafkamina would be if it triggers the mitzvah at the beginning but doesn't give it at the end. For example, there'd be some mitzvah that would start on the 5th of Iyar and continue out for all of world history, would that be a mitzvah seseh shasman grama? Machlok is Tosis and Tosis Ridden. L'chor from Rashi, it's Mashma, a little bit like Tosis Ridden in this context. What I want to discuss with the second Shaila, which is, what about the Laila V'yom? What about the Laila V'yom thing? So we already read Tosis's answer. Tosis believes that because one can perform mitzvah saseh shazman, because one can not perform the bris milah balayla, even though you're chayav in bris milah balayla, since there is no opportunity to be mekayim in the mitzvah, therefore, why mitzvah saseh shazman grama, therefore you need a pasuk of v'losa v'losa, right?
Why is that?
Because mitzvah seisha as man grama means that the opportunity, I'm sorry, it is a mitzvah seisha as man grama, I apologize. And since you can only do the mitzvah at night, even though there's a chiyuv, I'm sorry, since you can only do the mitzvah by day, even though there's a chiyuv still at night, do it by day, well, therefore it should be a mitzvah seisha as man grama. And because of that problem, Tosafot says, the Gemara must be going to leave it to Rebbe Shimon, who holds that you can do it by yom u'balayla. However, according to Tosfos, the Chachamim who believe you can do the mitzvah by day and not by night, they would seemingly argue this is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, because mitzvah saseh shazman Tosfos Rid again disagrees and says, "Aval mitzvah the lo tolya begufa kagon lamulat mina afal gav the milas haben yesh lazman nihid kavua hazman leben hanimol aval ha'av shetzivohu lebore." Says Tosfos Rid. A different answer from Tosfos. You can actually be osek in the kiyum of bris milah balayla. Not that you can actually do the action of bris milah, that will be done by day, but you can be osek in his lashon is the tzarche milah. Having tzarche milah b'no. Because by yom balayla you're osek in the tzarche milah b'no. What does that tell me about Hechsher Mitzvah? In other words, the Sarche Mitzvah is Lechori. And here you get the impression that it's Nichlal in the Mitzvah. Okay? And therefore, the Tosfos Rid conclude that this Gemara goes according to the Chacham or Rebbe Shimon, either Shita. Tosfos agree that Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama depends upon the opportunity to be Mekayim it. The question is, can one be Mekayim Bris Milah Balayla? Says Tosfos. No. Says Tosfos Rid, yes. Why? Because this but you can be Mashriach and Sarchei Mila. Can I let you ask me so far? Mitzvah of Tzitzis and something like that, all it is, are you wearing it or are you not? Hold on, I'll get back to that in a second. Yeah. When I hear the chat, I think it'll be even clearer. Hang on, yeah.
I thought that was the whole point, is that it is a mitzvah
shazman
grama that you can
do. If the mitzvah saseh shazman grama, is mitzvah saseh shazman grama? The answer is no, according to Tosfos Rid, because you can be mekayim at night. The chachamim. The answer is yeah, but you can be osik in the tzarchei milah at night, and that's nechshav the mitzvah. Again, a few, two important points to pull out of Tosfos Rid. Number one is that what I was going to be mentioning is machlokas as follows. How do we view all these hechsherim at night? According to Tosfos, how are they viewed?
Irrelevant.
According to Tosfos, Rid, the group are part of the mitzvah. What might that machlokas depend upon? The famous machlokas, the Rambam and the Raita, in Mesech and Hilchos Mesila, Parakalpa Lachabed, as to when the kares kicks in. So there are two mitzvahs in the world, the person, two mitzvahs haseh, two positive mitzvahs, and the person doesn't do them, they get kares. 99% of the mitzvahs in the world, if you don't do them, okay, you didn't do them, you missed an opportunity, very bad. And kares is only allocated for mitzvahs low tax rate, the person needs. I don't care if the person does this, whatever he does. The person doesn't perform, go ahead and proactively perform mitzvahs, say they get kares. What is? Karban Pesach, that was Bris Milah. Karban Pesach is their chag of the shechita, not the achil of the Karban Pesach. Yeah. In any event, if a person doesn't do bris milah, they get kares. When does the kares kick in? The answer is to Machlokes between the Rambam and the Right. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mila, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. According to the Rambam, when does the Karis kick in? The day he dies. And according to the Rambam, when does the Mila kick in? When does the? And when does the kick in? Exactly right. It says as follows. According to the Rambam, I will inchaiv karis at shimus kot harai vidal eva the tablet v'chiv yishuv hasra sayin. Is that what the Rambam had in mind? Leaving that aside right now. V'chol yom omei isha karis. He says, rather kol yom, you get karis, kol yom omei isha karis. This is not called made dependent upon one of several things. Made dependent upon the nature of karis, made dependent upon... However, I would like to suggest that maybe it's not close, depends on what is the principle of Bris Mila. Yeah?
It's not
an operator, no. It's not a kid, but I'm developing here.
No, what is it from?
What? Oh, the kid gets cut, the kid. The son gets cut. No, what depends on how close around the hybrid?
Whether it's from the kid, who's not giving up?
Okay, that's
no,
here,
no,
right here, I think.
No,
it's
relevant. It was. When did the chiyah kick in?
Okay, when? I thought this mashlok is made depend upon what is the mitzvah of Bris Mila. Is the mitzvah of Bris Mila to do the move what they call Yesh Tefat, in other words, to remove the Arla and to give him a Bris Mila? Or alternatively, the mitzvah is not to do the pe'ul or do the ma'aseh mitzvah, but rather what? To create the situation that a person is living a life as a mabul. Is the mitzvah the Maisa HaMitzvah? Or is it the Tosa? Is it the mitzvah on the Gavra, which is the same as Maisa? Or is it on the Chesed? The person should create himself as a type of Chesed. But the bottom line is Chesed is the same as Tosa. In other words, amen. We'll use the term Maisa and Tosa to make it more descriptive. Is the mitzvah that the person should actually be a Chesed of Mahu? We'll use those chesagat, we'll call them nice and pathetic moisture. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah is to do the maisa. At what point in time did he not do the maisa?
Yes.
The day he dies. Because that's how I know he's no longer going to be able to do it. Only at that point in time can he no longer do that, the Rambam said, who are of the means. And that's where, until that point in time, what? Maybe he was having intentions to do it later, maybe he was going to have some other time to do it, maybe he'll try. At this point in time, he's no longer a chance to do anything else. However, according to the right, maybe one could argue what? The mitzvah is to create the tosa'ah of being a mabul, in which case, when is one violated? Every day of his life. There's several anatomies, I'm addressing one or two, to be I'm sure on time, there's a lot more issues to talk about. I started late, and I want to finish up because I want to do the chazara. Nonetheless, there's a famous Ramach Rezarua, he's sitting it out, he writes, according to the Medrash, many people have when they were children, David HaMelech was very depressed because he walked into the mikvah and there was no longer a tzitzit he wasn't wearing, and he wasn't wearing tefillin, and he was so depressed, and all of a sudden he looked at his Bris Mila and he realized, oh, there's a mitzvah, and therefore he was no longer was depressed. Have you ever heard that mentioned before? Not welcome to the club. The Ramach or Zeruah says, based on this mitzvah, you can conclude that what? There's mitzvah that's outside. Because what do you think? He was in the... Was David just happy that once upon a time he did a mitzvah, he wanted the right time to wear tefillin and tzitzit? He should look at his arm. Ella says the Ramach or Zeruah, you see from this medrash, that the mitzvah is living a life as a mahal, and every second a person has the Bris Mila, he's yoked to the mitzvah. Therefore, he's in the mitzvah, he looked at his mitzvah, and he realized, oh, I'm still being Mekai in this mitzvah. And then the Ramach or Zeruah, the mitzvah is not the Tosah. If anyone's interested, there's a machlokas, the Torah and the Rambam, about whether or not a person, after he has his bris, they go back and fix the tzitzit shedim akhtin, which means leftover scraggly strips of skin on the, whether or not you can do that afterwards, may depend upon this machlokas as well. It may have a lady in the brisker about a whole other mahalak, I'm not going to get to the nafkamina, but that's another potential nafkamina. Maybe one could argue that this entire chakir about the nature of bris really underlies exactly what's going on Tosfos and Tosfos with. No, what's the chat? I'm leaving it aside. I don't have time to do it. If you have to, great. I said it over about 4 or 5 times, different times during the year. If you have to, my focus. Like, if not, exactly plays my focus. Afterwards, he went to me say it several times. He'll play my focus afterwards. If I'm just to say it probably takes about 10 minutes. In other words, we said it by Hanukkah once, and saying, you know, in any event, I don't want to get to it now. But there are two ways to play afterwards. How's my focus? The Tosfos and Tosfos, right? Yeah?
So
really
says that's
what's up. Correct. According to Tosfos, the entire thing we care about is the mice. When can you do the mice? The only biome. And therefore Tosfos is forced into learning this Gemara to be like Rabbi Shimon. However, Tosfos Rid may argue, no, the mitzvah is not the mice like the Rambam. Rid the Tosfos. And if that's the case, only then can I begin to interpret the Tetzarchei Ha, mitzvah somehow irrelevant. That preparing for it, to think, you know, we're somewhere along those lines. Tosfos definitely, with Lechon and the Maisa, I thought it was Tosfos Rid who learned part of the mitzvah, potentially. Tosfos Rid is really making more than just that, but this is Lechon, at least the beginning where you have to go. The third answer, when Chaz discussed 5 answers, the third answer as to why this is not a problem of mitzvah seishat man gram is the Torah Yevin. The Torah Yevin is quoted in Sechet Chagig, Tazayinim Beis. The truth is, I found that the Bar Yaakov quoted it for me, which was very helpful. The Torah Yevin believes, it's very sharp when he says it like this. It says, if this is really correct, then the Tosfos Rid, by the way, so now I understand the difference with Alex's asking. Why does Tosfos Rid talk about, just before I get back to this, Tosfos Rid uses bris milah in contrast to other mitzvahs. He said, "Hechi damina the mitzvah seishas man gram and nashim tzuras honey milah the mitzvah to tell you the group of he ain't a mitzvah he ain't a mitzvah el zman yadu below the chol zman ba mitzvah do I tell you the group if you go on the mula pina etc." No good about fit if he mitzvah tzuluya al group for shalom and ve'im mechaybina on isha ha'isa mitzvah tzuluya bizman. In other words, it's different from tzitzis. How is it different from tzitzis? I thought the answer was tzitzis is the pa'ula of putting on tzitzis while bris milah is creating the totsah, and therefore it's a broader potential. In any event, it has potential. The Torah Yevin says, if a person by daytime is chayiv in bris day 8 and goes to bed at night and wakes up day 9, the same chiyuv occurs. And he goes to bed day 9 and wakes up day 10. It's the exact same chiyuv over and over and over again. There's one chiyuv that reoccurs every day. Mash ain't tefillin. Goes to bed today without putting on tefillin. He wakes up tomorrow. It's not the same chiyuv of tefillin. Rather what? It's a new chiyuv of tefillin. And therefore, tefillin is a mitzvah seishat man gram. It's actually the source of mitzvah. Tefillin is a mitzvah. However, bris milah, what? Yeah, what does it sound similar to, by the way? It sounds, reminds me back of the first Tosfos we started reading. That according to the Torah Yevin, l'chora, even though you cannot perform it at night, since there is one chiyah that goes on eternally, in other words, it's all, I thought this was very similar to Tosfos' first shot. Isn't a mitzvah not grum, but the answer is no, because it starts day 8 and continues forever. Tosfos says, what about the Laila Bayom thing? Tosfos is rejected because of kasha from Laila Bayom. Because we pointed out, Tosfos believes it depends upon the kiyum, not the chiyum. Could be the Torah Yevin over here believes that it depends on the chiyum. That's point number one. Two other things that are worthwhile to note in terms of the Torah Yevin. There are two other assumptions that are built into this Torah Yevin. Assumption number one is that we care about, again, the chiyum, not the kiyum. Tosfos would disagree with that. Assumption number two, and this is a very technical one, but that tefillin, if a person goes to sleep, puts on a new pair of tefillin the next day, if a person misses tefillin today and puts on tefillin tomorrow, it's a different chiyuv. That's subject to a machlokas between Zaki and the Be'er Hakim quotes it on Shulchan Aruch between the Yeshuas Yaakov, and I forgot who else, we discussed it this last week, you remember? As to whether or not, what's better for a person to do, l'may naftamina, and halach, what's better, a person should put on tefillin 10 seconds every day, or for Friday for an hour and a half? We paskin every day, because it's a new chiyuv every day we paskin. We paskin like this story, but it's really machlokes. The Yeshua's yachid, the guy in Shulchan Aruch, one sheet of hope, no, there's a mitzvah of tefillin, the more you wear it, the better it is. Alternatively, one could argue. What? Alternatively, one could argue the machlokes about tefillin. That if a person wears tefillin every single day, it's the same mitzvah over and over again. It's just more and more and more time. Or no, in terms of contrasting it, in other words, once the Yeshua's Yaakov would never hold the Torah yet because he believes tefillin is one mitzvah, the chiluk totally falls apart. Pshat number, assumption number three to this Torah Yevin, essentially is that not only is the are the things are these chiluk true, but it's the chiluk that works. I don't care. Who told me that changing of chiyuv is subject to mitzvah as man grama, but repetition of chiyuv is not. Just because it's the same old chiyuv time and time and time again, who told me that's any different from tefillin, which is the new chiyuv every day? Even if I assume his assumption, even if I grant him his assumption, that the mitzvah of tefillin is a new chiyuv every day, and therefore it comes to mitzvah, who told the Torah Yevin that it's limited specifically to that, and not the same old chiyuv day after day after day? Who told him that? And therefore, there are reasons to disagree with the Torah Yevin. L'chor, three assumptions couched in there. And I know Tosfos would argue with one, or the Yeshua's Yaakov would argue with another, and there's a third one that one could argue with as well. That's the first half of the major approaches. So the ask isn't Bris Milah an example of Mitzvah Sasen Shehazman Grama? And B, therefore what? Nashim should be Keturah. And essentially, we have three different ways of breaking down the first. At this is the Mitzvah Sasen Grama. Assumption number two is that therefore they're fucking. We have three different ways of breaking down. This Mila might not be Mitzvah Sateshah's Man Grama because, like the Torah hasn't said. It might not be because of some other reason why, like Tosfos Rid said, because you can still be Mekayim at night. In other words, is it a Mitzvah Sateshah's Man Grama? How do you disagree with this? Tosfos, Tosfos Rid, and the Torah Yad. There are three different ways how to attack the first assumption. That Bris Milah is an example of Mitzvah Sateshah's Man Grama. There are two ways I saw it was shown who want to disagree and point out something else. Tosfos in Megillah says, no, just because it's a Mitzvah Sateshah's Man Grama does not directly force one to conclude that you're possible. Why? Why would someone think that your Bris is different? And I've come and I said, no, Kares, because Bris Milah, subject to Kares, is so severe and so important and so significant and so chashuv that even though Mitzvah Sateshah's Man Grama is true, there's no little fire. In other words, Mitzvah Sateshah's Man Grama only putters non Kares mitzvahs, doesn't putter all mitzvahs. Really, really chashuv mitzvahs, and therefore what is necessary? There's a cost of so below so. Hang on with that. This is what Tosfos suggests. So, take a round of questions in 2 seconds. I want to set up one more stage. What Tosfos is doing is making a chiluk within the realm of quantitatively more important, certainly quantitative less important. We only have to control when it's less important. But really important, this is like Kares. No, we never need a special cost of overriding. We're going to see in a second that other Rishonim now that we take a similar approach, that really it isn't Mitzvah Sateshah's Man Grama, but you would have thought they're chayiv nonetheless. And either have to figure out whether the chiluk between, similarly, like Tosfos says, a quantitative chiluk, or maybe it's something really creative in the Tachani, which is, there's a qualitative difference between Bris and the fundamental tactic that I missed, even though it's just that even though it's Mitzvah Sateshah's Man Grama, nonetheless, it doesn't work, then we also let them know. Questions? Yeah. One, two, one.
This Mitzvah Sateshah's Man Grama, anyways, then the one.
That Mishnah is talking about Mitzvahs without Kares.
Because it's Kares, you can do it.
Because it's Kares Shachayim. The Torah only pattern Mitzvah Sateshah's Man Grama when there is no Kares. Because it's not so important at the end of the day.
It's
especially if you like the svara of Abu Jaham, that women have to deal with Shalom Bayit issues, which are commanded by God and her husband, and they'll cause conflict, and therefore God broke. But God's only one of the really important ones, like the Tzmila.
Because of getting Karis, you think that the power of that woman can do it?
Because Karis is so important and so significant, there's no reason why the Torah would have patterned it. The Torah only patterned the less significant mitzvahs. But the really important Karis of mitzvahs, like the Tzmila, has to show them. Therefore, the mitzvah number one doesn't have a car for Patri. You need the pasuk to teach me. Rabbi Shimon can say as well. I forgot who Rabbi Shimon said as well. Yeah. Oh, hang on. I thought that was like calling that. So you can be done for it. Yeah. It's a great question. What about the carbon test? You're 100% correct. I don't want to get that right now, but it's exactly the right question to ask. According to this post, the core of the conclusion should make is that she should be chayav. Conclusion based on sources, but I don't want to. I'm out of 3 minutes left. If you mind me answering, I'll say this over. Yeah.
Thinking about verses different because it's like similar to
the only thing to teach is to have a different approach. Same question. Now I'm just going to propose a fifth answer. The first answer was Tosfos, the second was Tosfos Rid, the third is the Torah Yev, and the fourth is Tosfos the Megillah. The Chachmei Sfarad have a new approach, which is along the lines of attacking the just because of the misassociation of non drunk and the woman always part. But sometimes this is rather chayiv. Tosfos said because quantitatively is really important, we're going to see another approach over here, which is even though quantitatively it may be important, we don't care, but then there's a different reason why. Says the Ramban as well. It's tough to know what the Ramban means. We're going to open up a few possibilities what the Ramban means. Okay. I'm going to go a few minutes over, but people will be mocking me. Hopefully. Vikalif Erushe says the Ramban, I'll tell you, shot number two. Shot number one, he says like Tosos. Shot number two is his father. Vikalif Erushe, it's your salk, it's Aitha Chamina, Kipatiri Nashi, Mitzvah Seshaz Man, Grama, Honeybee, the Mitzvah, the Beguf Vayu, Kigon Tzvillim. Mitzvah Seshaz, from mitzvahs like tefillin, which is on the goof. The mehasam gamrina, which is learned out from tefillin, that's the goof of the makor. Aval mitzvahs mila del achrine, tehilo shaychava, ema techayev nide dehava, abeisted shechayev lemula, kamash mula, no. Says the Ramban, you look at on her goof, but mitzvahs, which is, it can be done to achayev, for example, basically to the mitzvah as well. What's the pshat? Chayev. Before I even move on to explain the Ramban, what's a beautiful textual support to the Ramban Shita from the Gemara? Look at the Gemara carefully. There's a great riot to this, which is what? The fact that the Gemara talks about her pitur immediately after. What triggered the Gemara to talk about her pitur? The fact that himself. But once I know that there's a base in Dika pitur, that goof is showing me that it's not on the kid, it's not on the goof himself. In other words, once that's the case, once we're talking about goof stuff, the Gemara says, well, naturally talk about the woman, because that's exactly, once we realize that the mitzvah bris is not on the goof, and Mr. Sensation's Mangrama is limited to the goof, well, right away, well, how women are projected, that's exactly the Gemara do so. That's exactly the Hemshech and the Shatatai, to get the line of reasoning in the Gemara. So I'd like to suggest three possibilities that I thought of in terms of what this could possibly mean. Two possibilities. Shat number one is, that sometimes the mitzvah of Brit Mila, if it's not on the kid himself, if the father doesn't do Brit Mila, who does it fall subject to? Beis Din. Fall subject to Beis Din. What does that show? L'chor, what does that mean? Why Beis Din? It's a very partial why. Apparently, Brit Mila is a communal responsibility as well. And therefore, one may argue what the Ramban has in mind is that it's not a chiyuv on a woman's goof, which is an individualized mitzvah, but rather it's a chiyuv on The community. If it doesn't fall, it falls to the whole community. She may be nichshav in that community. And that's what the Ramban means when he tells you, at the end, he's using goof for the basic thing to prove it, because that's exactly the point. So it's about mitzvahs mil da'achrine, the lo shaykhaba, aim at the chayv and needed to have a basic shaykhayda lamula. Maybe she's chayv because she's part of Am Yisrael, which is represented by basic. So I thought that's more clear in the ritual. When he says about hacha, the mitzvah, the b'no ha'avim is the mechayva, the lo garami basic is the mechayva b'malai. She's no less than basic. The lashon of the lo garami basin, she's no less than basin. What does that mean? She has the same communal responsibility that the rest of the world has for her son. Kimash Mulan, no, she doesn't. Oso below oso. It means something else. Maybe more pashup shah. Honey means the mitzvah is dibigufayu. It's a mitzvah on her good. But not achrine. Basin is not because there's a communal responsibility. Basin is just a raya that you can do the mitzvah for somebody else. And it may depend upon who is the mitzvah of Bris Mila chal on. There's a discussion that Chronin has, the most famous of the mitzvah. Who is the mitzvah of Bris Mila on? Is the mitzvah on the son or is the mitzvah on the father? Methodologically, anytime you ever have a mitzvah with two people, the father doing it for the bris, one can ask, is the father's son having the father's responsibility to make the 8 days old? What do you want the kid to do? Reach into his pocket and pay him a well, pick up his cell phone and call. The answer is no, the father has a responsibility. It's transferred out to the father. There are several nachmidas to the Shah. The Mitzvah Chinuch has a list of four of them. Just look at the beginning. Think it's Mitzvah Beis. Right at the beginning of the Mitzvah Chinuch, he has a list of nachmidas to the Shah. You know, I steal a mitzvah from you, I owe you 10 dinarim. So if the son is already by mitzvah, he takes the mitzvah from his father, the father takes the father, and either one pay each other 10 dinarim or not. The Shach and the end of Kosher Mishpat that discussed this. Anyway, that's a potential nafkamin. So the Mincha Chinuch thinks that this, if you look at it, he said, the Sefer Chinuch is Mashma, the mitzvah is really on the son. He just transfers to the father. And his Medayik from Tosfos, a different Shach, his Medayik from Tosfos is follows. Tosfos had said, she should be a mitzvah to say Shad Man Grama. And he goes, no, because there's no hesed, because it starts on day 8 and it goes on for eternity. Says him, it's a sharp recruit, it's a sharp deal, he pulls out. Eternity, what can you conclude? It's on the father. Because if it would be on the kid, I'm sorry, it's on the kid, correct. It's on the kid, correct. You're right. Because if it would be on the father, then what? It would have a starting and an end point to find what's the difference between that 8 days of Sukkot. More or less, what's the big deal? You see from Tosfos said the Mitzvah Chinuch that the mitzvah is on what? On the son. Correct, because it starts day 8 and it continues on him forever. And he pointed out the Sefer Chinuch disagrees. It could be the Ramban holds also that the mitzvah is not really on the son, but rather on the father. That's the case. It's different from something like risk. It's different from something like tefillah. The mitzvah is on your goof per se. This is a mitzvah that one should take care of somebody else with. It's not like bris milah for the son where it's on him, in which case maybe arguably you could argue if you have the woman. This bris milah is to take care of others, and best seen by the fact that the father. And even further, in the hilo sheichaba, aim at tachayim. In other words, about mitzvahs milah to achrine, del achrine, v'hilo sheichaba, aim at tachayim. Did to have a mitzvah based in shechayim lemolah? Sits on somebody else. In other words, it's a totally different type of mitzvah. And again, what does it mean somebody else? It means that the mitzvah is on the father to be mold the kid. It could be that would be the Ramban. That's the second potential pshat is what the Ramban means. The goof doesn't mean therefore there's a community responsibility. Women would have to do it or no. It's a chilek, not about community responsibility, not about specifically bris, but just mitzvahs in general. It would work out nicely, slightly nicely. Why Tosfos would disagree with this Ramban? Because Tosfos, well, she does so, and the chilek points out, thinks the mitzvah is on the son and not the father. So essentially what we saw is five different terutzim. Women are not punished for bris milah because of mitzvah cessation of man grama. Number one is the Tosfos says it goes like shimon. Number two is Tosfos three because you can actually be osik and tzarich and mitzvah milah at night. Number three is it's already ever because it depends on the day and not the date. Then four Tosfos, that's the first half, they all talk about why bris milah would not be mitzvah cessation of man grama. Then you can say really is a mitzvah cessation of man grama because it's if it overrides it, or because qualitatively it's a different type. like the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran and the Chacham Sfarad say, I pointed out this was true, it was the Ritva versus Arab Shah. And the Arab Shah we pointed out was the one who should talk about the Mitzvah, does not have Mitzvah as Man Grama as a Petur Rabbi.